Buddy, welcome back to everybody who came back today. Joseph. So we're up to page 78 in, day 78 in Chafetz Chaim. So we said one of the halachas of speaking Lashon Hara for a specific purpose, for a constructive purpose, was that intention has to be pure. Right now, Chafetz Chaim is like this. One who is guilty of a certain flaw cannot expose the same flaw by someone else. Meaning, if one person cheats in a business, he can't go tell a rabbi that his friend is cheating in business. Meaning, we said we were speaking about day 77, about speaking Lashon Hara to Ellis. So we're talking about speaking Lashon Hara for a constructive purpose. Now, we said one of the rules are, you have to have pure intentions. Meaning, that if one is guilty of the same thing, he can't say Lashon Hara about someone else, about a person, about the same meaning. If someone cheats in business, he's not allowed to tell a rav, even for a constructive purpose, that so-and-so cheats in business. Why? Because then, he's not having pure intentions. Like this, the Chafetz Chaim informs us, derogatory information may be spoken for a constructive purpose only the speaker is not guilty of the very same sin that he's exposing. One who does suffer from the same fault must remain silent on this matter. Now, what's the source of this halacha? From the King Yehu, who was held accountable by Hashem for murdering King Achav's household, even though he was fulfilling a divine prophecy that Achav's family would be destroyed because of idol worship. Right, so Yehu went and killed out Achav's whole family because they were serving idols. Now, what was the problem? Hashem told him, you are the wrong man for the job. Why? Because you yourself are guilty also of idol worship. And therefore Hashem decreed, I shall bring to account the blood of Achav upon the house of Yehu. Basically, if you're guilty of the same thing, even if that guy's wrong, you have no right to be the one to take care of the situation. So basically, if you have the same lacking as someone else, you can't speak Lashon Hara about it.
We still are.
We are guilty presently of the same action. We're not allowed to go and tell a rav some guy cheats in business, we cheat the same way in business. Go tell him, you know, this guy cheats his taxes. If you do the same thing, then it's not permitted to say. Why? Because the Chafetz Chaim says like this. The person's intention in really hidden matter must not be for the good out of the fear of heaven. So he does the same thing himself. Rather, he wants to shame his fellow and rejoice over his misfortune. In other words, it's inconceivable that such a person would reveal information with pure intention. For example, if someone cheats in business, it's impossible that his motivation would be pure in talking about someone else's business lapses. His true motivation is the desire to ridicule the wrongdoer. The message here is the following. The Gemara Kedushin 78 says the following. One who degrades another person often does so regarding the very own fault which he himself possesses. That says, Kala pasal, but mua pasal. Whoever makes someone else pasal, if you see something negative in someone else, it's probably because you have that same negative thing, negative character trait. You're just seeing it. That's why you really want to see it, because since you have it, that's why you see it in the next person. So it appears to you so great. You're really just looking in the mirror. Sometimes we notice faults in others because we have them within ourselves. The Torah and the Lord's Lashon Hara recognizes this principle and tells us, before we speak against others, we must first correct ourselves. That's day 78 in the Chafetz Chaim.
Before
you do the tshuva, you
know, same problem. So even before tzuchacha too, but before, you know, do I have the same thing? If I do, Hashem, help me do tshuva right now. The possible on the spot. Do tshuva then.
It's a really plan of stopping doing that action also. The plan of stopping to do it. It's hard to do tshuva shleima. If I stop doing this thing, if I do tshuva shleima, if I stop doing this act, and already. It makes sense. I really care about Hashem if I see someone else doing it. It's coming from Yerusha Mai. My brother's supposed to judge himself. Is it really coming from Yerusha Mai? Is it just trying to put him down? Fine. Baruch Hashem. Now, we're going to continue in the Mishnah. We're holding on Yud Gimel Olaf and Matas. Baruch Hashem, we started the third parak with the new Mishnah. And we're going to start from really, we're going to go back a few lines, but we're going to start from the next piece of the Mishnah, which is going to be 6 lines into the Mishnah. Yud Gimel Olaf 13a. 6 lines into the Mishnah. Hatame, in the middle of the line. Hatame, sha'achal es hakayish. Right now we're going through cases again, people who, the first most of the cases in the Mishnah, the first case, are a case where really a person is chayav karis. A person who does these actions is liable to a death penalty from Shemayim to die young. However, Bestin still gives lash. Correct? So now we're going to continue on listing off these cases. Hatame sha'achal asakredish. If you have a person who he himself is impure, and he ate meat from animals which are kachin, then we give him malchus. Or v'haba el hamikdash, if he comes into the base of hamikdash, tell me while he is impure, that also a scenario where he is a case where he's tell me that also he's chayiv karis, and therefore we'll give him malchus. Right? That's what these days. You're now to walk into the base of makam hamikdash. You're now to walk today up, if they have these tours by the harabais, you're now to walk up there on the temple mount, because we are tummy today, the tummy the raisa. And you can be chayiv karis. It's probably not a good idea to go on a tour over there. Okay, there are some people who know where to go exactly, but most tourists don't know where they're taking you. And you can be chayiv karis for taking a tour. So it's probably the only tour in the world you get karis for taking a tour.
That's not true.
Karis tours.
I should probably take some other ones.
Just for the tour. The tour is up. Just for the tour, you chayiv karis, just for the tour. Karis tour. They karis tours to take you around the higher bias.
I have to pay for the tour.
You say you pay for the car. You have to pay to get a car. Now, there are some people, they have some people that say that they know exactly where not to go. Fine, but usually they don't know what they're doing. Most people have no idea what they're doing. Fine. So again, so V'abayel HaMikdash, anyone who comes into the Beis HaMikdash, the Makam, the place where the Beis HaMikdash is, on higher bites up there, when they are Tameh, also the Chayav Karis, they get Malkas. The Oichel Chaylev, and one who eats the fast, the forbidden fast, that's also a Chayav Karis, and therefore we'll get Malkas. Vidam, again, so also eats blood as a Chayav Karis, and therefore we'll give Malkas. V'Naisar, and someone who eats the leftover from a carbon after the prescribed time. U'Pigel. Pigel is also eating from a carbon, but the Kohen who sacrificed it, he had a bad intention. He had an intention to eat this carbon out of its, either to eat it out of its right time or to sacrifice it out of its right time. So this is called Pigel. And one who eats it, even though it sounds, looks nice, it looks on my carbon, someone who eats is Chayav Karis, and we'll give him Malkus. Good?
You give it the Kohen Malkus or the...
No, the person who eats it. The Kohen is doing a lot. The Kohen is doing a lot. The one who eats it, the Kohen is not allowed to do it. The eating is the biggest issue over here. The eating this from this carbon is going to be Chayav Karis. Fine. V'tameh. Also, sub-V'tameh. Either... someone who eats or kachim that became tummy, vashochet, or someone who slaughters uma'ale bachos, or brings up, meaning brings onto the mizbeach outside of the azara by the mitzvah mikdash, she brings the animal out. So again, either one who slaughters a carbon, or
I'm sorry, what's the tummy?
The tummy, the case of the tummy means he purposely made kachim tummy.
Ah, you don't. Rashi
says that? Rashi says that. So the first case, it says, Ein Chayav Tamei V'Tamei. The second, it says, V'Tamei V'Hashoich L'Mal V'Chosav. So really, it's in one sentence over there. The second. Rashi says, it's the Isser to eat the Kachim when the Kachim is Tamei. Yeah. You're eating the Kachim that's Tamei. I mean, the original case was you were tummy, you touched the kachim, right? Now you are pure, but you eat the kachim is tummy. Go down, the kachim itself is tummy. Rashi said in the first, whatever, in the wide line, the end of the wide line. We'll see in a minute. So vitami. Or as again, we said, someone who slaughters or brings a karim bachot. Obviously, in a time where you're only allowed to bring animals to the mizbeach and the beis hamikdash. So if you slaughter a carbon outside the azara, or you bring it up on a mizbeach outside the courtyard, that also, it's a chiyuv karis. It's pretty strict. And therefore, we'll give you malchus. Also, more chiyuv karis, va'oichel chametz ba'pesach. One who eats chametz ba'pesach, again, is karis, so we'll give you malchus. Also, va'oichel, one who eats. Or va'oichel malacha, one who does work, forbidden work, b'yom kippurim, ayim kippur. One who eats or does work in ayim kippur is chayiv karis. Right? It's not like someone who does work on Shabbos. Someone who does work on Shabbos is chayiv skila. Someone who works on ayim kippur is chayiv karis. So one who eats or does work in kippur, so therefore we'll give you malchus. So the fatim es hashemen, one who compounds, who grinds up, makes the same ingredients of the shemen hamishcha, right? The anointing oil. Someone who makes the same exact recipe, also is a chayiv karas. Right? By someone, obviously someone who makes it just for their own personal use. Someone who makes it for their personal use, they want to use, they think it's a nice perfume. Or by mefatim esakhtar, someone who grinds, or compounds, grinds up and makes the same ingredients of the kataris also, when they make the same exact measurements, everything in the same exact spice, the same exact measurements, also it's chayiv karas, and therefore we're going to give malchus. Also, v'asach b'shemen ha-mishcha. One who anoints himself with the shemen ha-mishcha, which shemen ha-mishcha? It's not the fake shemen ha-mishcha, his copy shemen ha-mishcha. Rashi is the shemen ha-mishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you can find that shemen ha-mishcha and you use it, then your chayiv karas. And specifically, the shemen ha-mishcha is only issur d'oraisa. If you made your own shemen, then making the shemen is chayiv karas. But using that to anoint with, once you made it, right, chayiv karas, you might as well anoint yourself with it. But there's no issue to anoint yourself. The anointing is specifically in the case where the one from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the real one, because yours is fake anyway. We don't care about yours. We don't care if you anoint yourself with yours. You weren't allowed to make it. The issue of the rest of the year is chayiv karas is the one from Moshe Rabbeinu. The one that if you find the shemen ha-mishcha from Moshe Rabbeinu, then you could. Then you could. That is chayiv karas. For now, let's see the lot of Rashi here to catch up on these cases. So let's see Rashi from Tamei Sha'achal HaZakadosh. So it's six lines up from right before the lines get wide, six lines up in Rashi. So Rashi says, Tamei Sha'achal HaZakadosh. So how do we know, where do we see in the Torah's karas? Where's the lab? Right? Because it says, where to tell us in the Torah you're not allowed to do it. As I wrote, it's warning, the fire should Gemara. It's going to explain in the Gemara. So wait for the Gemara, you'll see the warning. Nice, sir. Ksiv Beit says, "V'sarafta es ha'neisar be'esh." You're supposed to burn the leftover from the carbon in the fire. To burn it, it's a mitzvah of the rice to burn it. Lo yecha, and don't eat it. Here's the lois I say the lav. Don't eat it. Ki kodesh u kodesh kodesh. So there we see the lav, and that's where you get malchus. Right? We're always looking for all these. Looking where it says loy, looking for the lav. The Torah says don't do it, and that's where we get malchus. But as far as pigle, where do we see the warning for pigle? Nami also mehalcha from here. The ksiv says, Ki kodesh hu, because it is kodesh. Klemer, meaning to say, mepnei shehu kodesh shenifsa, because something that's holy became pasul. Therefore, lo yechay, you're not allowed to eat it. So this also is referred to in this pasuk when it says ki kodesh hu. We make a drasha that's referring to pigle. So here also there's a lot. It says lo yechal, don't eat it. The man we can, we see from here. We learn from here. Kol shem a kodesh pasul. Anytime anything that was kodesh, that was kodshim, an animal which was holy, that became pasul. Ba'a kostav, the pasuk is kamel. Lisei loisa say, to give a loisa say, a negative commandment, alachi losay. Ba'achi amir lakon. This is what we're going to say later on. What are we going to say? This is what the Gemara is going to speak about later on, daf Yurchas Amud Aleph. So that's what Rashi tells us the Gemara later from Yurchas. You don't have to wait until Yurchas. That since it says in this pasuk ki kodeshu, it's telling you anything which is kodesh became disqualified, anything which is told, let's say it was pigle for whatever nice or for whatever reason, lo yechal is the iser derisa, the law of not to eat it. The azhara is tamei, and the azhara of tamei. See, here's your what's it called? Here's your case on the end of the first word line. The azhara is tamei. Where is the azhara of tamei to eat something such as tamei? So it says, v'habasar, the meat, asher yiga, which was touched b'chaltan by anything tamei, which means the meat itself, something tamei touched, just the meat itself is tamei. Lo yecha, don't eat it. Says, is it the right of Allah not to eat the meat that became tamei? Good? Fine. V'hashechet, let's say someone who slaughters kachim, obviously karbanas, which are kachim b'chot, outside the azara, outside the courtyard of the Yisamikdash. Or hama'ale kachim achos, one who brings up the kachim achos, meaning you brought it onto a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. These things we said are alive, you'll get malchus. Why are they alive? What's the source? As haris ma'ale, what's the warning that you're not allowed to bring it up? For the pasuk says, hishamei lecha, you should be careful, pentale, lest you shall bring up, and with this referring to v'chulu, etc., lest you bring up something outside the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see the full pasuk in a second. Maybe you'll bring it up outside the Beis HaMikdash. So there we see a lav that you're not allowed to bring any karbanas as the Beis HaMikdash when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Fine, they don't bring the paskin. Fine. As Haras, where do you know the warning? You're not allowed to slaughter something in outside of Beis HaMikdash. Where's the law? Yalfinu Mizvachim. We learned it in Mar Zvachim. The parak Hashem Amal is the parak's name. That Kofav Amar Aleph in Zvachim. Ika the Yalef. There are those that learn it from a pasuk of La Yizbufu Ay. They learn it from this pasuk, the grammar, etc. The Ika the Yalef. There are those that learn it from the Ika the Yalef of Gzeres Shava. The Hava Hava Shoychet Mimal. Since there's the word Hava to bring by Shchita, and it says the same word by Ma'ala, by bringing it up. And just like we brought earlier, there's a lav to bring it on the Mizbeach outside of the Mikdash. So too, there's a lav of making Zer Shava to Shechta outside of the Mikdash. So making Zer Shava the same way, you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach outside of the Mikdash. So too, you're not allowed to slaughter it outside of the Mikdash. So it's about Zer Shava from bringing it up onto the Mizbeach. So again, let's see this Rashi again. This Rashi again, Vashaychet. Let's see the second line in Rashi. Second word line. Vashaychet kachim achotz. One who slaughters kachim in the chutz. Oy, or hama'ala kachim achotz. One who brings up kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Both of them, there's a lot. And what's the makar? Asaras ma'ala, the warning for bringing it up on the Mizbech outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's when the pasuk that says, Hishamer l'chol, you should be careful. Pentala, at least you should bring it up outside the Beis HaMikdash. The garden. It's Varim Yerbeis. Azharas Sheikhet. What's the warning to slaughter something outside the Azara, outside the courtyard? Yalfinim Mizvach. We learned it out in Gemara Zvachim. The Parak Hashem Ramal. And the Parak called Hashem Ramal and Dav Kofam Ramal. Iko the Yal. There are those that learn it. Mila Yizbufu Oid Vigarma. So the Pasuk over there says, Yizbufu Oid. The Iko the Yal. There is those that learn it. Mikzer Shava. We learn it from Mikzer Shava from bringing on a Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. We were learning slaughtering outside of the Beis HaMikdash from bringing on a Mizbeach. The Hava'ah, Hava'ah, we make Zer Shavah, the word says the word Hava'ah by Shchita, says the word Hava'ah by being Ma'aleh, bringing it up on a Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So Hava'ah, Sheikhet, Mima'aleh. We learned that Halacha by Shchita, that you're not allowed to do it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Mi ma'aleh from ma'aleh, from the fact that you're not allowed to bring it up on a Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Chana, that makes sense. We go next Rashi. Good.
You can't check, you can't bring it up, you can't bring it up.
Something, why are you saying this from Gzeir Shavah? Why are you saying, it's from Gzeir Shavah? Ava. Good. Let's see next Rashi. Pa'echo b'yom kippur. If you eat on Yom Kippur, one who eats on Yom Kippur, he says, Chayiv Karis HaMalkus. The Yalif Azarase, the Parak Basar, the Yuma. We go learn the Yuma. We learned the warning in the endless Parak and Yuma that Pei Alpha and Aleph. If you want to understand it, go look over there. Hamafatim es Hashemen. What does that mean? Ha'oise Shemen, one who makes the oil, Bidugmas Shemen HaMishcha. In a sample of the Shemen HaMishcha, you make the same ingredients. Azarase. And where is its warning? Because the Pasuk says, Ubimas Kunta Loita Asa Kamayu. And it's recipe, you shall not do like it. Right in Hebrew, you might have like a matzkon, it's like a recipe. And it's recipe, don't make like it. Which means you're not allowed to copy the Shemen HaMishkan. The Chem B'Ketaris, and also by Ketaris, the Pasuk also says, Ubimas Kunta, and it's recipe. Loitazu Lechem, you shall not do for yourself. There again, it's a lav, which gets Karis and Malkus. And one who anoints with the oils, which is referring to, it's not referring to your own Shemen HaMishcha, from that Moshe made in the Midbar. The Chassid says over there, Abasar Odma on the flesh of man, Lo Yisach shall not anoint. So that's referring to specifically the one of Moshe. So good. So somehow Rashi explained to us, wherever you find Malkus, because we're always looking for where the Torah said Lach. Because how do you get Malkus? In order to get Malkus, for us to give you lashes, we have to find that the Torah gave you a lav when you transgress the Lois Aseh. That's the only way you can get Malkus. If you transgress the Lois Aseh, a lav like we see in the Gemara, that's what gets you Malkus. So Rashi is bringing all the psukim which show me where it says you shall not do this. Good? which means it has to be a lot. It has to be a lot. So Rashi is trying to show us all the psukim where we get this from. And he said earlier, each case that we have, right, we didn't bring out all the cases. We bring out the cases. It's a chiddush. Fine. Now let's go back into the Mishnah. So we didn't see this, right? Yeah, let's go back into the Mishnah. So now, until now, all the cases were Chiyuv Karis, right? And we were telling you, Rashi said that we were trying to teach you that every case where the Torah says Karis, the best it has to give you Malkus. The best it gives you lashes. That is a chiddush of all the cases up until now, right? If the Torah is going to give, Hashem will give you Karis for transgressing this, then we get the best and gives you a lash. Good. Now we're going to start saying other scenarios which not necessarily get karas. Now we're going to say scenarios that are not karas. But anyway, we're going to mention that this lav, since you did a lois, I say you get malchus. Ha'ayichol nevelos, one who eats a nevelos like a dead carcass, which means something which was not slaughtered properly, right? Utrefus, or eat something which is trafe. What do you mean it's trafe? It means it was slaughtered properly, but what happened? What does it mean it's trafe? Okay, what's the animal's trafe? What's the animal's trafe?
Normally, the animal would not survive within a year.
So what?
It would not survive within a year.
Fine, what's wrong with it? It was shechted. Right? It was shechted properly. It was shechted properly. It's not like an nevela means it wasn't shechted at all. An nevela is, it's a dead carcass, just dropped dead, you can't eat. That's a nevela. Right? That's a nevela. A trefa means it was slaughtered properly. You found a trefa inside one of the 18 types, one of the 18 types of disqualification that would not live through a year. You check, there's 18 different things to check. That's called a trefa.
For example, a punctured lung.
Punctured lung could be one of the big ones, right? It's fine. Good, so that's going to be a trefa. So one eats either nevela, which means it could have been a kosher animal. Guy's eating cow, but he's just eating at McDonald's. So that's the problem is he's eating nevela. But then if you're eating a trefa, you could be eating in a kosher restaurant, but this thing is trefa, so he's going to get messed up also.
I'm confused.
Nevela is something that's a dead carcass, it wasn't slaughtered. A trefa could have been slaughtered properly, but you found something wrong with the lungs. Good? That's a trefa. Could everybody got it?
It could be where you slaughtered, that's what the moment was.
Doesn't matter. It's not where the moment was. It's not where you shot.
You see it's trefa, you see it lungs ago.
No, it's not where trefa is. Trefa is in the lungs. You check other parts of the things to see what trefa is. Fine. Shkatsim or
Lassim. That doesn't mean it's improperly slaughtered.
It was properly slaughtered, but we found a new problem. That's the difference. Nevela means.
It didn't meet kosher standards. So it's properly slaughtered.
And but then it didn't follow it.
Proper shkita, but it didn't meet kosher standards.
Cool.
Maybe we.
Shkatsim or Lassim. Let's go further. Shkatsim or Lassim. What are Shkatsim or Lassim? So he said different types of creepy crawlers, right, that you eat. We said maybe Shkatsim could be things that are come from the crawl on the ground, or Lassim one shot, or Lassim come on their own, they come from the dirt. Whatever it is, look at your article to tell you what all these things are, what the difference between Shkatsim and Masim. Are there creepy crawlers? One who eats these things, they get a lav and they get malchus. Fine. Achal tevel. Let's say someone ate tevel. What's tevel? Tevel is produce which was not chumen and mice were not taking off at all. Anyway, usually in a regular year, you take produce from the field in Eretz Yisrael. That's called tevel until you start chumifying and mysifying, it's considered tevel. You're not eating it, it's considered tevel. Good. So now someone who eats goes stam anywhere in Israel and they eat at some restaurant that has no hechsher, which is tevel. They didn't take off chumas and mysers. You're eating tevel, it's a lot. This guy best it would give him lashes. Good? That's called tevel. Fine. Now usually what's the proper order? What are you supposed to do? If I'm a farmer, what do I do? Not during Shemitah, you don't take off anything. A regular year, what do you do? If I'm a farmer, I just cut down my wheat. First, I have to give truma to a kayin, correct? Correct? Now, there's no amount how much I want, I give to a kayin, right? Okay, there is a better amount. But you could, if you give one drop of truma to a kayin, you're ready to get to the mitzvah of truma. Even if you give 100th, you get your mitzvah of the rice of truma, go give it to your friendly kayin, that's truma. Next, you take off meiser. Right? Correct? Which is called Meister Rishon. Meister Rishon goes to the Levi the first 2 years of the cycle, the third year goes to the Ani. Good? So now, let's say what this guy do? he skipped the truma step. He said, you know what, I'm not in the mood of kahanim today, I'm not giving to the kohen today, I'm going straight to the levi. So he goes and gives his meister rishon to a levi. And what's the problem? In this meister rishon, there was truma never taken off of it. No? So what happens? The levi goes and eats this. That's also a lot. I gave my produce to a kohen without taking off truma, so I just separated meister, and then someone goes and eats this, halacha is, it's a lot.
How would the lady know that?
Let's say they told him, he knew about it. Nachon, if he didn't know, he didn't know. That he's honest, he's honest. But if he knew, he knew. What's that? Because he knew, he had to know about it. So the guy told him, I'm not in the mood of kahanim today, I only like levim here, let me give you some extra. But so someone who eats meister rishon, which truma was not yet taken off of it.
But it has to be intentional, right?
Yeah. Fine. So achal tavel. So either have a tavel. Or what's the next case? Meister Risha shalay matul trumasa. That he ate Meister Risha, which truma gadayla. Let's say the truma to kind of wasn't taken off of it. Fine. Really, there's two scenarios that this could happen. One case, simple case that could happen is the farmer never took off truma gedarah. That's one case. The farmer never took off truma. Another case is like this. Halacha is that even once the levy gets his stuff, he has to truma it again. Whatever, I'm a farmer. I take off truma, I give it to a kohen. I give 100. Good. Now I give my serisha to a levy. What's the halacha now? The levy can't eat it. The levy also has to give truma to a kohen. It's called truma's meister, truma for the meister, right? The first truma is called truma gedarah. Right, the big truma for me, I'm the owner, I take off truma gadol. The next guy has to take off truma's meister, the levy. Now let's say the levy didn't take off truma's meister. So there also, it's the same law. So he's eating meister rishon, which truma wasn't taken off. Either truma gadol or truma's meister. Chana, you got that? Doesn't matter which one he didn't take off. One of the trumas weren't taken off. Good? Which he didn't take off truma's meister. U'meister sheni v'hekdo sholei neftu. Or meister sheni v'hekdo, what does it mean? What's the case of meister sheni wasn't redeemed? What's the law for meister sheni? What do you do with Meister Sheni?
Actually,
so usually you eat it in the world of Yerushalayim. Now, if you want, if it's too much for you, if you live outside Yerushalayim,
you're in hyper snorkeling.
Then I'm sorry.
You
then
right. Bring your apples to Yerushalayim.
So then you could redeem it. You could redeem it. Also, a hektish. I say this: all these fruits are hektish. I donate them to the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash doesn't need your apples, so they're also you redeem it. So this guy ate Meister or hektish without redeeming it. That also is a lav. Good? So Meister Rishon, the Hektish Shalai Neftu, also is a lav. All these cases, since you redeem it, you're not Ikaitish, because you redeem it, all these cases again are going to be a lav, and therefore you'll get Malchus. Good? Fine, let's see Rashi until before we get to the next Machlekas. So in Rashi, Achal Tavel. Six lines down from the wide lines. Achal Tavel. In the middle of the line. Kiva, you got it?
Yeah.
Another line. How many lines down?
Six
lines down. Fine. Achal Tavel. As Harate, where do you know the warning from? Because it says, V'layichalu es kachim b'nei Yisrael. You shall not profane the kachim of b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu. Which means this is an isser for the kohen and for the levi, not to make the stuff that we're giving to them disqualified. Has a lady messed up the Meister Sheni which was given to him? If he didn't take off Truma's Meister, he just messed up what was given to him. Right? I took off Truma.
But that's on him. That law is on him.
True. Correct. Now the lady went and he didn't take off Truma's Meister. So that was wrong. The Torah told him, don't mess up the stuff that's given to you. Correct? So therefore it says,
is going after Meister's Truma?
No. He's the high. He has to get, but the lady has to give it to him. Oh, as a rasei b'leichalu say kachim bnei Yisrael, as Yerimu it says, ba'asidin litcher b'kaz v'dadin. Possibly referring to in the future, which where they're going to separate Shumas and Meisers. But how can you find Shumas Sanhedrin in Esra? This is explained in Gemara in Sanhedrin in Eilin Esra. Fine. Next Rashi, Meister Rishon left to Master. Once we have Meister Rishon, which Shumas was never taken off. So what's Rashi? It's very interesting. Aku Tevel, even this is considered Tevel. It's still considered Tevel. since truma was not taken off, since truma's meiser was not taken off, it's still considered teva. So it's going to be the same issur of eating teva. It's going to go on this stuff. Meiser shady shalai nifta. Last year, meiser shady should not redeem. But who are close to Yerushalayim? This guy went and ate it outside Yerushalayim. What does the pasuk say? It says. Gosh, what does the pasuk say over there? What does the pasuk say over there, my Master Rishon? It says you're not allowed to eat it in your gates. You have to eat it in the gates of Yerushalayim. So there's a lav. You're not allowed to eat it in your gates. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim.
We learned that previously.
We learned that previously. Yeah, we did. We learned that
the
opposite.
Inside, outside.
Yeah, we learned that this evening. That we learned
it's all about.
Yeah, the mice. The mice has to be in Yerushalayim. Good. Or hektish leinista, hektish which we're not reading. What does Rashi say? Where's the warning from? So Rashi says something interesting. He doesn't really see the warning so clearly. But how do you know if I made something hektish? I said these fruits are donated to Beis HaMikdash. Then I just ate them. How do you know it's allowed to eat them without redeeming them and giving the money to Beis HaMikdash? Rashi says, its warning is not so explicit. I don't know, Rashi, it's not so explicit, but it's not like a specific law that says, Lord, don't eat hektish fruits. The Nerva Einai seems to me, my eyes, that Mehalcha Asa, it comes from here. The Tanakh is not to the Bryce of Sanhedrin. It says like this. Hezid b'me'ila. Let's say someone, b'me'zid, does me'ila. What's me'ila? Me'ila is also that something's supposed to go to the Beis HaMikdash, then you use it. You get it to make the hektish, then you use it. What happens then? Rabbi Aimer b'misa. Rabbi said the person's chai misa. The person donates a table to the Beis HaMikdash, and they use this table. Rabbi says the chai misa. Well, Chachamim, no, but it's just a warning. Warning means you'll get malchus. We're warning you not to do it. But I mean, we said in the Brayse over there, my time was to Rebbe. What's the reason for Rebbe that says so strict you give you misa? He said, Asya chet chet vichu. We learn a gzeir shava of chet chet v'truma. So just like by truma, someone who eats truma is chayim misa, right? For Yisrael to eat truma at a time when it was deraisa is chayim misa. It's pretty strict. If you eat truma, it's chayim misa. Now, if you eat still chayim misa to if you don't take one. It's still pretty strict, truma to meisters. So he's saying, so too we learn that gzeir shava to me'ila.
Which is that chet or pita?
Chet chet.
Chet chet?
I think
so. How
do you spell chita? Chita is with
a
hey. Chet is chet mit chuma. Fine. So therefore, you get misa, someone who eats me'ijo, someone who is the me'i me'ila, the use of which is hektish, is chayev misa. Rabban, they say, no, mi'et rachmano, umesu by beloved me'ila. No, the Torah says you only die for this. You only die for eating chuma. To tell you specifically, levim meila. If you do meila, you do not get misa. So the Gemara asks over there, mi misa hu d'matay. Fine. You told me you might stemel out of getting misa. So someone who uses something that's hektish as meila is not chayav misa. But gzeir shava the kai mekayim. Gzeir shava still stands. So what are you going to learn out of the gzeir shava? What are you learning from something which is hektish to truma? What are you comparing that to? Yeah, we learned that over there. We say we're going to connect the warning. Azhar the me'ila, azhar the truma. The chesiva says the chazal the chakadosh, chazal the chakadosh. And Rashi says v'roiv hilchas me'ila. Most of the hilchas me'ila, he lamed up mitruma. We learned it out of truma. The Torah's kind of gzeir shava is with this gzeir shava. So again, Rashi says, where in the world do we find a law for eating hektish? What do you ever find a law? We're trying to find you a lav to give you malk. We said if you eat that dish, it wasn't redeemed again. So what's the lav? What did Rashi say? Rashi said it's a gzeir shava from truma. Just like truma, there's a lav over there. So we're making gzeir shava to mi'ila, someone who uses things that are hektish. So if someone said these fruits are hektish, and then they went and ate them, then we're going to learn that gzeir shava out of truma that you are going to get malk. Right? Rebbe learns achia misa. Otherwise, they don't take it so far. It's just, right, because we said the positive, you only get misa by truma, therefore we're going to learn it the inactive. Fine. Let's see the last part of the Mishnah. Let's get to this last, the end of the Mishnah. Yeah, let's see the Mishnah further. How much do you have to eat to be chayim malchus? We're telling you, if you eat, you're chayim malchus. How much do you have to eat? Kamo yecho benatavim, hihei, chayv? How much teva does one have to eat to get mal? You just told me if you eat teva, you get mal. How much do I have to eat? If I eat a kernel, if I eat one wheat kernel, how much? Rabbi Shimon Omer, koshu, anything, even a little bit, you chayv. Eat a drop, you chayv. Malchus. That's ready to lie. No, kazayis. No. Like all other things, you always find the shear is a kazayis. Here also the shear is a kazayis. Good? Say no, the shear is a kazayis. Abul Amr Shimon, Rav Shimon told the Chachamim, I ate maidin, li. Are you not, do you not agree to me? Ba'achon amal akashu. Eat a, and no matter how big the size is, Shuchai v'chai malchus. See here also, if you eat, let's say, a kernel, shivichai malchus. See, just like what you told me, if you eat the creature, you chai malchus. Here also, eat one kernel, shivichai malchus. Also, why do you eat a kazayis? You have a question? Is it a good question? Chadayis, is it a good question? Like, if by an ant, if it's tiny, if it's since it's a yichai already, so by chum also, by tevel also, if you eat a drop, shivichai. What's Shabbat Shimon? Abu Dhabi. So this is Rav Shimon asking the Chachamim. He said, don't you agree to me that Kol Shu Yichayv, here also Kol Shu Yichayv. He said, no, you're wrong. V'nei Sheikibir Yasa. That is its creation.
A whole creation.
So that already gives a Chashiv. What do you always have to add a Kazayis for? To have a substantial, important amount. Over here, since it's a whole creation, it's already a substantial. It already is something substantial. If you Yichayv, eating the whole creation. Good? It's ready to be substantial to make you Yichayv on. Abu Hadar, Rav Shimon told them, what do you mean? One kernel also is the whole creation. So this already should make a special. So again, what's the machlokes here? What's the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Chacham? Chacham, Rav Shimon says, if you eat a tiny kernel, you're chayv. Chacham say, no, you always kazayis, like always, you always need to eat a kazayis to be chayv, right? How much do you have to eat always, of everything, nevela, always you have to eat a kazayis. Come, Rav Shimon, come, Chacham, and say, no. And you agree to us by an ant, you're chayv, right? Why? Because it's special, that's the burial. So here was a one kernel special, right?
So how come you say that you need the kazayas if you're saying an ant is chayv for an ant? If you're agreeing with me that an ant is chayv, then why would you agree with me that a wheat is? And how are you holding that you need a kazayas of wheat or whatever it may be? If you agree with me, an ant,
right,
you're chayav for eating tevel, or it's the same amount of tevel. If you agree with me that an ant will disqualify you, then how can you say a kazayas?
Good. So then what happens there, Max? They told him back, no, they sell him. So they told him, because it's a berry, it's a creation. So Chacham Rav Shimon said back, what do you mean? One wheat kernel is also a creation. Now obviously they didn't hold like that. Because they held, it has to be something that's chashuv. And by one ant being cautious, since it's a living object, that's why the berry makes a difference. But, right? I mean, what's their target? He's asking me a good question. He's telling, I don't say, but you, an ant is cautious, right? So, I'm saying a kernel also is cautious. What's the difference? The answer is they hold, it's only considered something substantial, it's a live object.
What's the difference from one blueberry? What's the difference from one...
It's saying, since it's a living being, since it's a living being, it's a living creature, and as a creature on its own, it's a living being, that's why it's going to be... What's the question?
I'm saying Rabbi Shimon is like a living creature. He's saying even a kernel of wheat is a living creature. He holds,
sure.
He's telling a more strict
it's complete.
On that.
Right.
Yeah.
So okay. Would you need a complete? So is Rabbi Shimon asking the Chachamim, do you need a complete kazayas of whole kernels?
Right. So he's saying you don't need that. One thing is enough. Same, right? One thing should be enough.
Or what a whole kazayas of ground wheat, which is ground whole kernels?
For sure it's a kazayas, though. For sure it's a kazayas. We're trying to question over here the
why they all derive from complete kernels. Why
no, that's the machlokes is what to do. This is a situation of a complete kernel. If there's a kazayas, for sure it's a substantial amount. There's a kazayas, a real kazayas, that's enough. We always know all halakas. We see the Torah do this.
Regardless of the point.
Regardless of the point. Well, once it's a kazayas, it's already a substantial. That's clear. Once you're a kazayas, you're a good amount. The question is, let's say you're less than a kazayas. And you're a creation. You're a kernel of wheat. And you're already something. Are you? Do we look at you like you're something? Or no, we don't care. Right? Well, we say, well, by an ant we look at you something. We say, no, could be here, it's different. An ant could be a living being. So by a living being, even though you're small, since you're a living creature, you're a living creation, you're a whole creation, therefore you're special. But by a kernel, maybe who cares? So you're one kernel. One kernel is not special. You're still one kernel. You're not really special if you one kernel.
Is a kernel creation in itself?
Of course. It is a creation in itself. The question is, over here, the question is how special it is. How important it is. How important it is. But does that have importance? How much importance does one kernel of wheat have to you?
The creation is store.
Fuck, right now I only have a kernel. All I have right now is a kernel. Clearly it is, but that's not. It still doesn't make it chashuv. Doesn't make it important. Even that's what I'm saying. Complete creation isn't what makes it important, because you can. It's not necessarily the idea. But let's see, Rashi. Mechol neval. One who eats a neval like ankar sin shuchayev shum sheret and sheret ha'aretz. Because for the pasuk. A creepy crawler that shows that creeps on the crawls on the ground. That's really the issue. That's why Shkayah. But it's the Marba Es Hashem. We're really going to try to start the Gemara. Shkayah. But should we try to do this first mission? Shkayah.
Kellogg's puts the whole wheat cereal.
Kellogg's put all that wheat is.
Special thing.
They have
chicken.
Special
thing.
They hold
that
as special.
They hold
all
the
Rabbi
Shimon.
Tell it. All the other companies go with.
This says all seven.
Zoom is all seven. They keep it whole. No, that's why cornflakes. Kellogg's cornflakes. Is that Dama? All the other cornflakes. And all other cornflakes should have. Now that's. Because guys, they don't grind it to nothing. Everybody else makes a powder. They grind it to nothing, and then they could come back. But Kellogg's, they keep it whole. Kellogg's cornflakes are Adama. Or other cornflakes are Shahat. No, that's the thing.
The wide lines
are Pringles.
Pringles
they
also.
Grind it all up.
So Shahat. Pringles are Shahat. Yeah.
The other thing.
Someone just asked me, yeah, in America. Someone said, I thought for a second it was Adama, but I realized.
Pringles are awesome.
No, that's true. People also they sell them in Hanok. That was an American store.
They only have them in Hanok. Yeah, right. Every Israeli store.
They have Pringles in Hanok.
So they also have
them in Pringles in Hanok. It's funny. They have Pringles in Hanok.
Pringles everywhere.
What's your ass? Like Hanok.
They have them in Hanok. They have like every gas station everywhere.
Yeah, they have
a Jordan
field. They have like an American store. They have a regular American store.
What's the regular American
store? What's the regular American store?
Someone exited.
But they and what happens?
Actually, you should do tshuva. We don't give you Marcus.